Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to On The Porch. It is Vel. I'm here with Teef.
Teef, co-host.
My co-host, even though you just Teef to me. And we have a special guest with us. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Miss G.
Miss G, you can speak, you can speak up. Come on.
It's Miss G.
We have Miss G and Miss G. For people who do not listen to Kyrell's podcast, shameful plug, please tell them what you do.
I teach ceramics here at Warren.
Okay. Teef.
Shameful plug.
I mean, shameless plug. My bad. Listen to Kyrell podcast, man. anyway, welcome back to another episode on the porch. It's episode 15, 14?
Probably it's 13.
We got so many episodes in the vault as of this recording that it's kind of insane.
Yeah. But,
so I'm not going to be able to listen to this for like 3 weeks?
Nah.
Probably like
next week.
Yeah, next week. Probably okay. Monday or Tuesday.
The way we schedule it is teacher, student, teacher, student, teacher, student.
Ah.
Come is it on. Really my last episode with Schneider?
I mean, we just had to put it out. I think Cash knew what I was saying, but it's all right. We still all good episodes. Now, let's get straight into it. I'm going to just kick off my question first. So, Ms. G, I've known you since middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So, seventh grade.
You're welcome.
Second semester. Why are you thanking me for that? why am I thanking you, I mean, for having me? I chose.
Because it's been such a blessing for you to have me as a teacher all these years.
It really has been.
You had her. This is your first year with her. What are you talking about, Teef? Where did you come from? But like I was saying, all right, you taught art. Mm-hmm. So how was the transition from art to ceramics? I know you said you had to go to college for like a little bit of both.
For one, and I don't mean for you to take this as a roast, but like ceramics is art.
Okay.
You ain't that?
I think you mean
you didn't
like,
know that.
I didn't know. We in the art hall.
I think you mean like how was the transition between like teaching general art like
versus ceramics
versus just a concentrated thing?
She had to correct me. So you're basically saying what is general art versus the different form of art and ceramics? Yes, that's what I mean, Ms. G. If it makes you feel.
Latif and I are gonna take a turn. This time we're gonna roast you.
I don't care. This is go ahead. Please explain, Ms. G.
I'm so sorry. It was a great transition for me personally. I talked about it a little bit before, but. Ceramics is what I concentrated in college, so it's like what I know and do best. I don't know if you guys know if you don't pay attention on the first day of class.
I did.
I
wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
You were in California. But I student taught here at Warren, like in the classroom that I'm currently in. I taught ceramics like for student teaching. It's what I did the most in college. And then I kind of just took the job at Creston to like get my foot in the door here in Warren. And I was really close with the teacher that like was here and retired, and then I took his position. So
you were just waiting for your turn.
I was. I like everybody was really supportive that I knew here, because like the teachers that are here now I worked with when I was student teaching. And when the job came up and they're like, okay, like you need to get in at Creston so you can like come over to the high school like later. So yeah, but teaching ceramics is like way better than just teaching general art. Like I was fresh out of college and it's like lesson planning is really hard. And I was like, I don't know what you guys are going to do. Like, I'm sure there were some days that you were like, what is this?
not some days, but I mean, my class, Teef, I think I told you this before, but my class, I had like.
I just want to preface, I love every one of you as individuals.
Oh, my God. Here we go. My class, first and seventh grade, we had like, I'm so serious.
No, it was when you were in eighth grade.
Okay. Oh, I'm talking about seventh grade. So my seventh grade class, bro, it was at least. 5 to 6 people in there.
It was 4. Wait, hold on. It was
4 students
that constantly showed up. It was 4 people.
There was nobody in that class for some reason. Like second period over at the middle school, like they could not balance the schedule. Like my third period would have like 32 people in it, but my second period had like 6.
Best believe if it wasn't for that, me and Mitchie probably wouldn't have been this close.
Yeah.
So being one of the 4 students in there, it was very nice. All right, now Miss G.
Uh huh.
You also. I remember I told you, we was all like, Ms. G, come to Warren. And you was like, nah.
I was already, I didn't want y'all to think.
Then freshman year, I came and I seen Ms. G. I was like, she a liar. She lied to me.
I always wanted to come to the high school. I just didn't want you guys, like, I didn't think it was going to happen. So, like, the year that it happened, we were at home.
Yes.
Like, we were, Vel was not showing up to Zoom. She's not,
that's not true. She texted me, she was like, where are you at? I was asleep.
You didn't show up.
I didn't show up. I believe I was there for all of them. I didn't do no work.
We didn't even have any work.
I mean, like, actual schoolwork. Anyway. I came to Corkinate.
Yeah. But anyway, it was, like, mid-pandemic. Like, we were in the trenches. Like, nothing was happy. And then I get all these, like, texts and phone calls like, hey, like, Mr. Craddock is retiring. Like, you need to send in your stuff. And I was like I sent over my portfolio and like my resume. And I remember I had to do my interview over Zoom, and it was really stressful because I hate being on the camera. And I got the job. And then I feel like from then on, I didn't really announce it. Like, I think I emailed a couple people like, hey, I'm going to be at the high school.
She emailed me.
No, I probably did. You probably just never read it.
No, I swear to God. She did not email me. It was no email.
I'm going to open up your email and type in my email. And I guarantee there's one from 2018.
There's not going to be nothing in there. All you're going to see is pinch pot vase graded. Yeah. That's all you're going to see in there.
0 out of 75.
No, I got that 75. It was not. I forgot to turn it in. All right, Teeth, go ahead.
So what got you into ceramics?
You mean art? That's what you're going to say. You mean art?
No, ceramics. Ceramics,
oh, specifically. My God.
I mean, like, it started with art, but I just love clay. Like, I love working with clay. I feel like, to piggyback off of what you were talking about before we started recording, like, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you're like, ceramics isn't for me. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you still enjoy being in the class and, like, working with material, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you may not make the best stuff in the world, but, like, it's a cool thing to work with, and it's, like, relaxing. And that's why I'm like, everybody at every different skill level can do it. And for me, like, I'm a very earthy person. I'm a Virgo. And I just feel like clay literally comes from the earth. And it's something that connects us to the earth, but also connects us, like, to everybody around us and, like, to the material. I don't know. It's very, like, it's a spiritual thing for me, almost.
T, can you explain what she just said, bro?
She just explained it herself.
I don't speak astrology.
It's just, like, very, like, grounding. It's very connecting. Like, I don't know. It's literally dirt that you can, like, mold into things. And that, to me, is very cool. It's, like, throughout history, like, ceramics is one of those first things. Like, you make a ceramic piece, and it's going to last until, like, this earth, like, gets destroyed by a meteor or something. Like, yeah. If you ever go to a museum and you see ceramic pieces, they're, like, in perfect condition because it doesn't, like, disintegrate or deteriorate.
All right. To pick off Teef's question, he said ceramics. What got you into art, specifically art? Because I know you took this. Yeah, this is a question you got to think about. I know you took art specifically. I remember you told us, and you was there for, like, you said a couple of years.
In high school?
Both. I think you said college. I forgot. It's been a minute.
I think she told us college.
Yeah.
Obviously, I knew I wanted to do art before I went to college.
I mean, like, what made you want to do it?
I've just always been an artsy kid. Like, I know that, like, art can be taught, but, like, I was always coloring. I was always drawing. I was always, like, building things. It's just, like, something that came natural to me. I guess I didn't find out until I was older. Like, I guess somebody on my mom's side of the family was actually a professor, like, an art professor in Mexico. And then one of my aunts was actually an art teacher, but,
so we're just running the family,
I guess. Like, it skipped a generation, I guess. And then it landed with me, but then, yeah. And then I decided I wanted to go to college for art, and my parents were really worried, but I was like,
that's all right.
That's what I want to do.
That's nice. That's nice. All right, T.
So Phil, what got you into art?
All right. So first seventh grade. All right. Look, so seventh grade, it was two classes. It was tech ed and it was art.
Don't let me find out you only took my class because you wanted to be.
All right, I took tech ed because I was very interested in computers and stuff. And it's like, okay, and during Christmas break, it broke off, so we had switched to Ms. G. Mm-hmm. So then I'm in Ms. G class, and, you know, I'm just like, you know, it's cool. It's all right. It's cool. I'm enjoying myself. It was me and my friend Cameron. Shout out Cam. And then as the time goes on, me and Ms. G get closer. I'm like, okay, you know, this class ain't that bad because my options was limited. I can't play instruments. I can't speak Spanish.
You could have sang in choir.
I can't sing in choir. So I was very limited. So, you know, take it art.
You can't do choir. The other week, he was in the other studio talking about he's like the next Bryson Tiller.
I didn't say that. He's lying.
Hit the falsetto right now.
I'm not doing that. Let me finish my story.
Why not?
Let me finish my story. So I take art. You know, I'm like, you know, I like this class. It's very cool. Me and Ms. G connected. Next year, we had Core Connect. I somehow got Ms. G for my Core Connect. Yeah. I don't know how. I literally don't know how. It was a blessing from God. What? It was like, bro, she...
Core Connect was fine. It was y'all were in fifth period with me.
All right, so...
that was the class that I was like, I just want to say up front, I love everybody individually.
She did not like her class. She did not like her class.
How bad was y'all?
Imagine all your friends in one class.
That would be a pretty...
There were two girls in the class. Kayla Slater.
No, it was more.
And there was like one other girl.
No, I can name all the girls in there, which is kind of bad.
I bet you can.
Whoa! Layla, wait, Kayla.
Wait, what grade was this?
Eighth grade.
How do you remember this? You're in high school now.
Eighth grade was the best year of my life.
Let it go.
Eighth grade was the best year of my life. Let it swear go. To God.
He's going to be 50 years old. Eighth grade, man.
I'm treating eighth grade like it was 2016, bro. I don't care. That was the best year of my life. It was Layla, Kayla, Autumn, Nadia, and I'm forgetting the girl, Hannah. Yeah. You don't even know your own students. I love everybody in this class. Can't name all the students.
To be fair, she gets like a bunch of students a year.
Look at y'all double teaming on me.
I want you to name all seven of your teachers right now.
Right now? In my sophomore, junior?
Yeah.
Mr. McDowell. Okay. Mr. Whitaker. Miss Whitaker. Ms. Gillum. Mr. Kashner. Twice. I got, who else? Ms. Schneider. We just had her on the episode. Another shameless plug. Who else? That's everybody.
Who's your counselor?
Mr. Huggins. Ms. Brumby. Yeah, come on. I can name all the people.
I have kids in class that are like, I'll be like, writing my pass. Okay, who are you going to? Just put English.
That's Teef.
No, that's not me.
Teef, what got you into ceramics?
Y'all pressured me to. I'm going to tell y'all the story because before school started, my schedule was all flipped.
Teef did some. I don't know what Teef did, but he did some magic to work his schedule.
First, second, radio, and then, like, it was all flipped around. I was like, I don't like this. I don't want to start the day off with my
easiest class.
Yeah, my favorite class. No offense.
Sheesh.
He just met you. He just
met
you.
He met me last year.
He just had you this year.
I met her last year. But
it's different.
So, like, I asked him to switch it at the orientation thing. So I ended up with 6th and 7th radio. I forgot the whole story. I forgot the story.
Bro, all right. So I remember it. Because I remember we was looking. I was like, dang,
no, no. Then I had ceramics. I had your class first instead. And I was like, I don't want to start off with this class either. It's too good of a class. It's going to be fun. I was like, okay. So I finessed my way into third grade.
You switched because me. All right. So originally, it was me and Jordan in your class. And then we was like, dang, Teef, if only you had third period ceramics. Team email his counselor like 7 a.m. Hey, can you switch my class?
Oh, my God.
Like, I was in California just emailing my counselor.
And they're like, sir, you're not even at school.
It's the way I did it.
This is school you start yet.
I didn't ask, like, to get third period.
For business purposes, I would like this class.
I was like, what would happen, like, if I changed this period to this period instead? Like, how would my schedule fall out? And I knew that, like, they would tell me, like, something else.
Uh-huh.
So then she was like, yeah, you would get third period ceramics. I was like, okay.
This was all the setup. One of the first things, it was like our teacher days, you know, before the school year starts. We have like 2 days before school. We have meetings and stuff. And now Mr. Kashner walks in my room like, you have Jordan and Teef and Belle all in one class period. And he was like, good luck.
I mean, we're not bad students.
You're not. I'll just look like Latif has 20 different seats in the class.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Teef always moving me. I stay in one spot.
One day,
spot.
I'm over there by Jordan. Next day.
You by me.
Next minute, actually. I'm over there by Vail. Mm-hmm. I'm in the back getting tools.
He just.
Teef is everywhere.
Teef swear he hate moving, but he's always moving.
I never said that.
You act like it. But Ms. G, what got you into cheerleading? I know you still teach cheer. Not teach, but you coach at Crescent Steel.
I cheered like all my, like for a really long time. So, like, from, you know, like, the peewee football stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, like, I was cheering in, like, third or fourth grade. And, like, not to, like, brag on myself, but I was, like, the call-out person. Like, I was the captain in, like, third or fourth grade.
She's a friend group leader. That's what she's trying to say, yeah. Basically.
And then like I did it all through, like...
You're not group leader, Bill.
Keep going.
I did it all through elementary and middle school. And then, like, I really wanted to do it in high school, but I was, like, you know me. I'm very, not... I'm awkward, and I was, like, too scared to try out, so I didn't. But you best believe I was at the front of each and every game, doing every one of the cheers. And then when I went to Creston, who did it then? Miss Chandler and Miss Dufour, and they were like, we don't want to do anymore. So I was like, I'll do it. And it's been pretty fun. We turned that program around. If you don't follow cheer_CIMS on Instagram, make sure you do.
Man, everybody plugging everything. Keep plugging on Instagram. Man, but dang.
Yeah.
I've known Miss G for like what, almost
a long time, and you still suck at making coral pots.
All right, in my defense, why are you so mean? Why are you so mean to T, Vail?
We told you we're ganging up on
everybody. Everybody be like, Vail, why you like this to T? Why T? Come on, T ain't do nothing.
Dude, I'll be
this
sitting at home, and you will like post something with my name on it.
This is not true.
He won't even at me. This is not like, true. This is T. No at, and I'll see like an hour later. I'm like, bro,
this is not. Okay, it's not true. T, I'm. T put a J. Cole lyric on. He posted a J. Cole lyric, and he said, "This is Vail." And J. Cole said, "Banana flow, peel his back." And he said, "It said
this is a banana car."
Who's driving a banana car? He said, "This is Vail at the top." Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. I'm like, "Why he?" I just woke up. I'm like, "Why he say this?" Like, I did nothing to this man. And then T, you know what? We gave it mention on the podcast. We'll speak on it later.
I'm trying to find that screenshot, that email.
Not finding it, bro. Come on, T. Any more questions you got for Ms. G?
No. Just going to find this screenshot.
Sheesh. Man, T, you never know anything. But all right, y'all.
Why is T mean to Vail? Why is he fighting back? You just called me stupid on the podcast.
You just said I couldn't make a coral pot. You wonder why you said.
You're just going to get like called into your counselor's office, and they're just going to play this clip.
Yeah, they're going to. Me, no. Me and Ms. Brumby, cool. Shout out to Ms. Brumby.
Ms. Brumby is cool.
Yes. You, I low key.
Yes, we look alike.
Yes, that's very strange.
Shout out to Miss Brumby and Miss Genders.
Wait, you know, where is Miss Genders?
In the English. Well, she doesn't teach English anymore. She does for like multi-language learners.
We need to find her.
Yeah, we do. We need to find her.
That was good information. All right, y'all. That was going to be it for On the Porch. Teef is currently looking for this email, which he is not going to find.
I'm definitely going to find it.
Thank you, Miss G, for coming down. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Adios.
Sayonara. Teef, cut the...
Bye.